Now, brace yourself. Luke is back, and the Swiss government is launching a bid for UNESCO to give heritage listing to one of its most famous traditions, and that is yodeling. Luke, tell me more.
Sally, I've been warming up all morning. This is the greatest moment of my life. This might seem like a slightly niche skill for mountain folk that have been, you know, herding their flock, but yodeling has really become a huge thing in Switzerland. There are 800 recognised yodeling groups, more than 10,000 recognised yodelers in the country. It's even taught at university now in Switzerland. 7 years ago, that professor, Nadia Ress, became the first university teacher to run a yodeling course. She's told the Associated Press just how important this practice is to Swiss culture.
I think for Switzerland it's quite important because it's a part of our culture. For me, actually, in Switzerland we have four languages, but we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
So it's a big part of the country, Sally, but it's not entirely a Swiss tradition. There's Austrian, German, Italian yodeling as well. The Cultural Office in Switzerland, which is running this process, this bid with UNESCO, has told The Independent that it's actually having a tough time trying to trace the origins of yodeling. It could have been a way of communicating between valleys. Some think it may have been a form of music in its beginnings. Clearly, though, there's been a bit of an evolution in yodeling. That won't stop its recognition, though. This process with UNESCO will carry through to the end of the year, and the Swiss government is hoping it'll end up on the intangible heritage list. That'll be revealed sometime in December, Sally.
And what are some of the other traditions already on the list, Luke?
There's plenty of music already on there. There's all sorts of instruments. There's choir singing traditions as well. There are even working songs like this one from Vietnam. And then when it comes to various vocal styles, there's, Italian opera singing as well. That was recognised a couple of years ago. But before that, there was the famous and really difficult art of humai. You may know that also as Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah.
It's not just music, though. Last year, Japanese sake was put on the list of intangible heritage, as were the particular skills and knowledge of the zinc roof workers that give Paris its really stunning skyline. That's an ancient tradition there that was recognised, of course, by the UNESCO office, which is based in Paris. There are a number of traditions applying for recognition this year. The Tanaka face powder that's worn in Myanmar by women, Burmese women there. Yep. It comes from the Tanaka tree. It's used to protect against sun damage. Also, if you've got a sunburn, apparently it's quite good for that too. There's also a Venezuelan music called El Joropo.
I don't mind that, Luke.
It's pretty good. I mean, looking at that, though, looking at the dance, that is quite difficult. But, if all the talk of music and culture has maybe inspired you and you're hoping to try out yodeling later today, before you damage your vocal cords, here are some tips from that Swiss professor, Nadia Ress.
So we change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination, and we... do also the chest voice. We do it with the vowel O. Very typical is when we change between these two.
I don't know about you, Sally, but I have been warming up all morning for this. I thought I'd give it a try. You ready?
Luke, you're going straight to Media Watch for that.
Straight to Australian Idol, I reckon, Sally. Throw in my application now.
Well, there you go. Everything you wanted to know about yodeling but were too afraid to ask. And of course, in country music, yodeling is very important as well, so we mustn't forget that in many parts of the world. Luke, you never fail to surprise me. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.